Beloved, we are in a very disturbing time in our nation, Nigeria, where there is this COVID-19 or otherwise called coronavirus ravaging everywhere. People are running helter-skelter. Some are losing faith in God. But see, I want to encourage you to know that this thing is just for a short time. Very soon, you will not see it again. Bible says that this Egyptian that you see today, that you will not see them again. I prophesy against this ravaging demon that wants to destroy the life of people all over the world. I come against this demon in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, Bible says that surely you will be delivered from the snare of the fowler and from noisome pestilence. You know, coronavirus is a noisome pestilence. I declare your family is delivered in the name of Jesus. Bible says 1,000 shall fall by thy side and 10,000 by thy side, but it shall not come near thee. You will not experience this plague. It will not be your portion nor anybody in your family in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree finally and I prophesy that there shall be no evil before you in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I put to an end this ravaging coronavirus in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, let me welcome you to this program called Church on Air. I want to bless the name of the Lord for all those who are communicating with us through this program. And also, I want to bless the Lord for the impact this program, Church on Air, is making our life. You know, I give God the glory for, you know, all our comments, for the impartation, for the divine touch that this program is bringing into our lives, into the families, and into the people of God. To God be the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, this morning, by the grace of God, we are going to start a new topic, which says, you know, winning every battle. And it will be a series. It will take us the whole of April by the grace of God. So I want you to stay tuned to this station and to this program every Saturday so that you can be enriched, blessed by the Lord. I am sure that, you know, in every battle of life, you will surely succeed in the name of Jesus. God will give you victory as He has promised in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't forget again, winning every battle, winning everybody. Let's open our Bible to Colossians chapter number 2 and let's read verse number 15. Colossians 2:15.
And having spoiled principalities and powers, He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it.
So Jesus, Bible says, He spoiled principalities and power. You know, He made an open show. So, you know, Jesus' victory is our victory. Now that's the first thing I want to know this morning, that the victory of Jesus is our victory. Bible says He spoiled, He defeated all powers, all principalities. He made an open show of them. You know, the victory of Jesus over the devil is an open victory. You know, it's a triumphing victory. It's a victory for all those people who has given their lives to Jesus. Hallelujah. So, you know, that is why you can win battle, because Jesus has won for you. Jesus has given you, you know, the upper hand. Jesus Christ has, you know, has gone ahead, you know, so every power challenging you today, they have been conquered, winning every battle of life. Now, let me start to say that Christian life is a battle life. You know, Christian life is full of battle, is full of challenges, is full of obstacles. No wonder, you know, as a Christian, you are having challenges here and there, because, you know, all these, they are part of life. Can you see now? You know, so if you are a Christian, as you are hearing me this morning, and you are facing many challenges, or there are obstacles in your life, you know, is part, you know, of the challenges that is part of life. You know, battle is part of life, because when there is no battle, there is no crown. You know, as the devil is challenging you left and right, and you are winning over there, then you are increasing in stars in the kingdom of God. You see, so don't be depressed. Don't be moved for what you are going through. Don't be moved at all. So it means then, therefore, that you need to fight to survive. You know, everyone needs to fight to survive, because life doesn't give what you deserve, but life gives what you demand. It is what you demand that life gives to you. That's why, you know, you need to fight, you know. And let me also say this morning that there are various types of battle. There are individuals battle. You know, the woman with the issue of blood, she fought a battle, and at last she won. That battle was for many years. Bible call it 12 years. 12 years intense battle, the battle that want to take away her life, but at the end of the day we were told that she succeeded. Also, there are family battles, you know, apart from individual battles, there are family battles, like what happened to Abraham. You know, Abraham, he was believing God for a child, himself and the wife. They were faced with, you know, challenges of barrenness in their life. But thank God, at the end of the day, with God on their side, they were able to give back to their Isaac. Now, I tell you that, you know, no matter the battle you are fighting also, you are able to give back to your own Isaac in the name of Jesus Christ. There is city or country battle, you know, whereby, can you imagine, right now in Nigeria and all over the world, we are fighting COVID-19, you know, and everybody is fighting, government fighting, everybody fighting. That is a battle, you know, it's a battle. Even in Israel, you know, in those days when they are coming out of Egypt, the Bible says that the Amalekite came and challenged them in the book of Numbers 11. We are not going to read that right now. But do you know that, you know, God helped the Israelites to overpower, you know, the Amalekites. You will surely overcome in Jesus' name. You will triumph over every power in the name of Jesus. And that is why I know that this COVID-19 that is ravaging here and there, we will surely, you know, overcome it in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And you know, problems can be short time. There are short time problems. Problems will just come and go, you know, just in a short time. You know, don't forget that man, you know, at the pool of Sidon. It's almost a long time problem. It was there for 38 years. Excuse me, how many years have you battled this battle in your life? For how many years have you been fighting it? But one thing I know, no matter the years, you will surely succeed in the name of Jesus Christ. One man brought his son to Jesus. The boy was vexed with the demon. He often fall down into fire and into water. And my Bible says that, you know, this thing had been tormenting the boy for the past 5 years. Do you know that when they met Jesus, that was the end of that battle? You know, the end of the battle you are fighting right now has come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So what am I saying now? So, you know, so we have types of battles with various duration, but one thing is this, that, you know, when you have Jesus, you will surely overcome. You know, let's see in John chapter 16, what he said in verse 33. John 16, verse 33.
This thing I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
The problem you are fighting with, Jesus Christ said, look, I have overcome them. He said, in me you will have, you know, in me you will have peace. You know, that's why you need to know Jesus, you know, to bring peace into your turbulence. He said, these things I have spoken to you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. You know, he said, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. He's saying that that problem you are passing through, he has overcome for you. All those problems have been nailed to his cross. You know, he has obtained victory for you. Just when the problem comes, just smile. When the problem comes, you know, just, you know, challenge them by faith, they will die out in the name of Jesus Christ. So we can discover that battle may come over your health. You know, we have some people fighting over their health right now. Probably you are listening to me, you are having one type of challenge in your health area. You know, God is about to heal you. God is about to deliver you. You, assuming you are hearing me in the hospital this morning, I am speaking to you right now. Your problem is coming to an end. You will not die in this problem in the name of Jesus Christ. Some people are having a problem with sleep. We call it spirit of insomnia. You know, it's a battle. They can't sleep in the night. Many have been coming, going here and there looking for medicine. They use medicine, but medicine cannot help them. Why? Because it's a spiritual problem. Some people, they have battle over their finances, you know, and up till now, you know, they are still looking for how to make it to work. Their finances is in a mess. Sometimes ago, things are good for them, but right now, things are down. They are totally grounded. I tell you that by the grace of God, the battle over your finances is over in the name of Jesus Christ. Some have it over their work. You know, probably their business has gone down, you know. They are, the things that have been positive before is not negative in their life. You know, the work that have been given them, great profit is no more there. You know, this is a battle in life, and I know that in the name of Jesus Christ, you will surely overcome in Jesus' name. Some it is in the marriage. Oh, you know, now that people are staying home in Nigeria, can you imagine a nagging husband or a nagging wife? The people say you must not go out, you have to stay in, and things are becoming worse for them. Now, what am I saying this morning? Is your marriage full of problems? Is your marriage sick? You know, is your marriage full of battle? I tell you, in the name of Jesus, you will surely overcome in Jesus' name. Now, there are other areas, you know, whereby battles are in our life. But one thing I want you to know is that there are the period of great opposition and criticism, you know. So, in the time of battle, there will be oppositions. There will be criticisms. Like in the days of Daniel, there was opposition. Daniel fought battles and he won. He won all those battles. You know, they said nobody should pray for 30 days, and anybody who prays to any god except the king will be put to prison. But do you know that Daniel overcame? Hallelujah. You know, there was a battle between Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and the people. When they say that, you know, they must bow down to what? To a graven image made by King Nebuchadnezzar. But do you know that these three Hebrews, they refused to bow, and then there was battle. And thank God, they put them inside the fire. Fire could not burn them. Why? God registered his presence. In every battle, what you need is God's presence. Once God is there, you will surely overcome. Once he's there, you are a winner. I declare you winner over every problem of life in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, do you know that our battle is against three allies? Our battle is in three different forms. Number one, we have battle in the world. That is, the enemy around us. Also, we have battle in the flesh. That is, the enemy within us. And also, we have battle with the devil, which Bible calls spiritual warfare. That is, we are fighting every power above. You know, in Philippians 6:12, we say, "For we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against spiritual wickedness and high places." These are the powers we are fighting with. Hallelujah. Now, one thing I want to say to you this morning is this, that in fighting the enemy, do not trust in your own strength. You know, in fighting the enemy, do not trust in your own strength. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Oh, welcome back in the name of Jesus. We are on a new series this morning. We are cheering on winning every battle. And I say we are running it as a series. We are just starting today. Today is the introduction part. And I want you to know that as you listen with your family members, that God is going to give you victory in every battle of life. And I was saying that we have battles here and there, that as Christian, that Christian life is a battle life. And I said that once Jesus is there for us, we shall surely overcome every battle. Now let's continue. I said that in fighting the enemy, you must not trust in your own strength. Can we go to the book of Psalm 33? I want us to start to read from verse number 12. Psalm 33, verse number 12. Yes.
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven, he beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation, he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike, he considereth all their works. There is no king save by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength, and us is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eyes of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we have hope in thee.
Hallelujah. Now, can you start to see that scripture? I love it so much. Very, very wonderful. Now, when you look at it, you know, especially in that verse number 16, it says, there is no king saved by the multitude of our host. You know, we are saved not by numbers, not because we have artillery, not because we have soldiers around us. We are not saved by man, you know. So that's why we must depend upon God. That's why you must depend upon God. See what he said in the next verse. He says, you know, a mighty man is not delivered by much strength. It is not by much strength that you can be delivered. You know, can you see now? It is not because you have ammunition. It's not because you have pistol. It's just because, you know, there is God on your side. Bible says in verse 17, a horse is a vain thing for safety. You know, if you put your trust in the horse will fail you. You know, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. No, that is why you must put your trust in God. It's only God that can help you in this situation you are passing through, in this present problem, in this your present predicament. You need to put your trust in God, not in man, not in one herbalist, not in one necromancer, not in a man, but in God. You know what he said? He said, behold, the eyes of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. Hey! You know, the eyes of God is upon you right now. As you are turning your faith to God, as you are asking him for mercy, you know, I see the eyes of God upon you to direct you, even to help you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. And when the eyes of God is upon you, it says, to deliver their soul from death. Ah! And to keep them alive in famine. You see, God is there with you this morning to deliver your soul from death, from every power of death, from every plans of death, and to keep you alive, that your life will not famish. Wow. No, that's why your soul should wait upon God this morning. Look, God is your strength. God is your power. God is your strength. Put your total, you know, trust in God, and then you will see the ability of God. Now, he says, let thy mercy, O God, be upon us, according as you have hope in him. Now, in this present problem of your life, you must trust in the Lord. You know, there's a need for you, you know, to know that your trust must be in God and not in man. Because do not trust in your own strength also, but trust in God. Now, in fighting battles, you must take instruction from God. You know, you must take direction from God, because God is your commander. God is the one that is leading your battle. So put your battle in the hands of God. Why can't you put this problem in the hands of God? You have been running helter skelter. It has not helped you over the years. You have done everything, you know, but nothing works. You have tried many things. Why can't you come and try Jesus? Why can't you surrender to Jesus? And why can't you allow Jesus to come and to take over this situation of your life? He's interested. You know what he said? He said, cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. The only one that cares for you is Jesus, not your friends, you know, not people, but Jesus. So if you can put your trust in God, God is able in your life. Bible says, unto him who is exceedingly abundantly above, he can do all things as you depend upon him. Hallelujah. So you must take instruction from God. Can we open our Bible to the book of Numbers? Numbers chapter 1, in verse number 1. Yes, Numbers chapter 1, verse 1.
And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of the congregation, on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying,
wow, can you see now? God spoke to Moses. That is instruction. You know? Now, the moment you receive instruction, then you can't be misdirected in life. You know? So you need instruction. God spoke unto Moses, you know, in the first day. And he told him what he should do. You know, he gave him, you know, the next plan of action. Why can't you also depend upon God? Why can't you depend upon God? Why can't you allow God to help you? You know, why can't you, you know, go to God, you know, and let God come into your situation, you know, and touch your life? Don't forget, I have told you that there are battles of the flesh. That is evil nature of man. And that is carnality of man. I have told you there are battles of the heart, you know, which is greed, hatred, and evil thoughts. You know, I have told you that there are battles in the world, which is temptation, lust, and all those things. Oh, I see God coming to your life this morning. I see God taking over. I see God, he will surely help you at this time. I see the eyes of God at work in your life. Your battle is over at this time in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare you victorious in the name of Jesus. No matter what is making you to lie down, I command the power of God to raise you up in the name of Jesus. Anything that is, you know, upside down in your life, I pray and I command and I prophesy that let there be divine intervention of heaven into your situation right now in the name of Jesus Christ. No matter what has been oppressing your life, no matter what has been bringing problems to your life, I decree in the name of Jesus Christ that it has come to an end in the name of Jesus. All those powers challenging your health, challenging your sleep, challenging your finances, your work, your marriage, and any other thing, I decree in the name of Jesus that they have come to an end. You know, don't mind opposition. Opposition is what is opposing your position. Can you see now? But you know, the devil doesn't want you to rise. The devil wants you to be just at a point. You know, that is why I say that it is life doesn't give you what you deserve. But, you know, life gives you what you demand. So you have to go into warfare. After this message, I want to beg you, go into warfare and fight every power against your life. And then you will discover that you will have, you know, thanksgiving in your life in Jesus' name. Now, don't forget that, you know, this message is in a series. This is just an introductory part. By next week, stay glued to your radio set. Help me to tell your people, you know, that they need to listen to this word of life for them to be blessed and to come out of every problem of life. Thank you this morning for listening. I pray that God will bless you abundantly in Jesus' name. Amen.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng. www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for Our Faith Tract in Magazines. Invite us to Minister Deliverance or Elaine. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for Our Books in various topics. Join us in our Family Live and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.